And 1-2, 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. Okay. Phil Hendry Show is on the air, or in the air. It's hovering somewhere. Turn that there like that. Hello, 1-2-3-4-5-6. I did an audition today, and I didn't have any peas. I didn't have any peas popping. So you guys have probably heard or read that Justin Roiland is not with Rick and Morty anymore. Justin gave me my shot with Rick and Morty. I was hired to play the part of Principal Vagina, and he's you know, pivotal for me in my voiceover career, giving me an opportunity to be on a big show like that. And I was reading where they were recasting, well, in any event, him not being a part of that show is very, very weird for me. And I, you know, wish him well. I hope that he is on his way to better things in all facets of his life. I truly do. I really do. All this fucking news that came out about him last week, I was, kind of surprised, if maybe a lot of you guys were too. Now, what are we going to do? I don't fucking know, man. Get out of my fucking life, will you? Jesus Christ. Safari. Okay, let me see something, man. All right, so, I already followed Patton Oswalt and those dudes. Why are you telling me to follow those guys? What I already do. Boy, Twitter has really turned into a piece of shit. It really has turned into a piece of shit. I just hang there, man, just to say the shit that I want to say. But if I look too closely at Twitter, it's just a piece of shit. It's just, you know, all kinds of manipulation of tweets and followers and, and boot mentions. Who the fuck knows? And, you know, and I'm not one of these people that just gets indignant, because unlike a lot of people, I just popped a pee there. Unlike a lot of people, I still recognize the rights of a business to do whatever the fuck it wants to do. You know, if it's a business, it's a fucking goddamn business, and you don't want to patronize it, don't fucking patronize it. Jesus Christ. So now it's run by this guy Musk, and he's got his head so far up his motherfucking ass for whatever reasons that, you know, no one can quite, what the fuck is this, man? What are you doing, Henry? Following? What? Anyway, Chris Norton. As a filmmaker, it is only natural that I review films, so today I'll review first one, 1922, as I seen it recently on Netflix. 1922 sucked. First off, what's with the ascent Thomas James, the accent Thomas James is speaking? Sounds like D-South, but the guy's in Nebraska. What? Then, one of two, the best special effects of the movie is the dead woman in a well. When she comes back again, she don't look near as wrecked. Will you fuck off? I think Chris Norton ought to do an interview with me on pansexuality. Hi, this is Chris Norton, and let's talk a little bit about pansexuality. Pansexuality means that you are overall, you're well-assessed overall. And today on Vox Populi, filmmaker Chris Norton is going to talk to us about a new area of sexuality called pansexuality.
Yeah, a lot of people think it's to take,
hunching a skillet.
Well, hello. My name is Barbara Cuthbanen. Well, hello, my name is Barbara Burton, and this is Vox Populi, and this is the Barbara Burton Show. Today, Chris Norton is joining us. He's a filmmaker. Hello, this is Barbara Burton.
I like that voice, don't you?
Hello, I'm Barbara Burton, and this is the Barbara Burton Show.
Big Hollywood, Hollywood thing.
Yeah, huh?
Let me see. La da 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 da. The Barbara Burton Show. I'm Kavco the robot.
Hello, this is Barbara Burton. Welcome to the Barbara Burton Show. Isn't that right?
What happened, man? Why are you not making noise, bitch? Oh.
Barbara Burton is on the air. Thank you, everyone. I'm really happy to be here on the Barbara Burton Show. Woo! Yeah. Tad Axley and his orchestra. Isn't that great? Tonight on the Barbara Burton Show, aren't you nice people? Tonight on the Barbara Burton Show, thank you. Shut the fuck up. Thank you.
I think Carlene Carter's hot as fuck. What do you think of that? What do you think of me saying that? Where is my damn... Here it is. See how this plays, huh?